The limousine crowd in Washington. You can't believe anything they say. They sell you the globalistic notion. You got to integrate everything today.
Hey, good morning, America. Once again, it's the Jim Guest Show coming to you live from the heartland of America. Coming to you from the great state of Missouri. I am your host, Jim Guest, a Missouri state representative. Struggling here in the state of Missouri, like most other states in the country, trying to figure out a financial solution to this economic downturn that we've got in this country. Trying to bring back some semblance of more responsive and more efficient government. This program, the Jim Guest Show, is brought to you over the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I like to say, the voice of freedom going across this country. How can you support the RBN? Well, as usual, we always ask you to call them up. Buy some of their business cards. These are just generic business cards that promote the RBN and how you can listen to them. And very economical way to support a great broadcasting network. For only $10, you could buy 100 of these. Also, get some free bumper stickers, and for a limited time, you can still get Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. You know, in this day and age, we got so much problems out there. It's nice to be, it's refreshing to have a network that you can listen to and basically hear from a lot of the grassroots people in this country working to preserve the rights and freedoms of this country. As usual, the number to call in for this program is 1-800-313-9443. Certainly want to thank Tom Ritter, my co-host, for taking the program last week. Last Friday, I was in Louisville, Kentucky for a press conference for the Freedom of Covert Harassment and Surveillance. I think it was a successful conference. They had some limited media attention, not too surprising, as most people want to avoid observing and getting involved with a dangerous going on to this country. The early morning program, those of us on the program, it was all taped, and in the afternoon they had some question and answer, and there was a lot of video taken. Personal people gave their experience, and I'm sure that this will soon be up on YouTube, or a chance to get videos of what went on there. There was presenters from all over the country there for that day, and hopefully this will help draw more attention to what's going on, and hopefully we can get some federal intervention on this, or get some hearings at the federal level to draw attention to this race that's going on. In the meantime, what's going on in the Missouri legislature and around the country? Our session is drawing to a close, and as we try and figure out an answer to our dwindling revenue problems, we continue to have a push to get the federal government out of the state's legislature's lives and their business. My HCR, House Concurrent Resolution, on preserving the 10th Amendment and telling our federal government to cease and desist all their unconstitutional demands and laws that they have passed. Hopefully should have a hearing in the Senate this next week, and with 3 weeks left, hopefully get it to the Senate floor and get it passed out and join some other states who have passed similar legislation. We've coming to a quick close there, and I'm excited about my guest this morning on the program, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. We'll be back after these messages. Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American. Do you need help getting your child to behave?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Hey, welcome back, America, once again to the Jim Guest Show. It's great to be back on the air. Last week, I had a hearing on my House Bill 2176. That's the way they give the numbers. It's pretty easy for me to remember. I just thought it was pretty close to 1776 when we got our independence, at least from England. Now we need to work to get our independence from the federal government, but then we'll go on from there. As I was researching for that bill, my State Sovereignty and Federal Funds Act, which will be discussed here. It's about the states collecting their federal tax before passing it on to the federal government. Unfortunately, I came across the 10th Amendment Center. Some of our House research people come across. And I was able to get a hold of Michael Bolden, and pleased to have him on the program here this morning as we talk about his work and how it all ties together. So, good morning, Michael, and welcome to the program here.
Good morning. Honored to be here and have a chance to chat with you for a little bit.
Well, that's great. Also, we have Tom Ritter, my co-host, on. He was always able to help support the program. Good morning, Tom, and how's things going in your part of the state here in Missouri?
Everything's going great, Jim. Well, I look forward to the show this morning with Mike.
You bet. Hey, Michael, give us some of your background for our listeners here who may not know about you, and let's give your websites out so they can be looking those up, and we'll kind of repeat those during the program.
Sure thing. The Tenth Amendment Center was founded in mid-2006 as a response to the absolute reality that year in and year out, it doesn't matter which political party is in power in Washington, D.C., or what personality occupies the office of president in Washington, D.C., federal power grows no matter what. So we looked to the Constitution and the simple guideline that the Tenth Amendment is, and saying that the federal government is only authorized to exercise those powers delegated to it and nothing more, and everything else is left in the hands of the states or the people themselves. So we saw that as the line in the sand, formed the organization back in 2006, and have grown to chapters in 20 different places around the country. We focus all our energy on education, activism surrounding the Tenth Amendment, and the Constitution as the founders and ratifiers gave it to us, not the Tenth Amendment and the Constitution as the courts have twisted it to mean these days.
Oh, it sounds very good. It is great to have an organization like that, and we've repeated, and we probably need to repeat it again. I'm sure most of our listeners could probably repeat it for us, but then the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. And at least, I think, I'm not sure a few years ago how many people could have told you what the Tenth Amendment is.
Right.
But
Well, I mean, it's all a learning process, and I think we should be happy that there's this type of a constitutional awakening in the country. And, in fact, the great Walter Williams, I'm sure you're familiar with some of his work, he had an article recently that we featured over at the Tenth Amendment Center called A Constitutional Awakening. Sometimes when really bad things start happening, such all the economic issues and the unconstitutional health care atrocity that they forced down our throats, all these things happen, people start looking to the founding documents, to the founders for advice on what to do about these things, and we do see a constitutional awakening. More and more people are reciting the Tenth Amendment left and right, saying, well, wait a second, the federal government is making the problem. Maybe we should think of a different solution.
I know what you just mentioned there, that I think it was probably back in 2005 or 2006 that I started working on it a little bit more, and it had to do with the passage of the Real ID Act that came up. And I agree that I keep telling people in the last couple, 3 years, I think there's been awakening of people around the country, states and legislators starting to file legislation to restore those rights and freedoms.
Right, and the Real ID Act, the resistance that what you guys have led in Missouri and all the way up until just weeks ago when Utah's governor just signed another bill banning the Real ID Act there in Utah, this has been a great example of how we can effectively resist unconstitutional federal laws on a state level without ever even going to court and begging the federal judges to overturn the law. Because what people like you have done and people around the country have done in these various states, there's approximately two dozen states that have passed either resolutions or laws now, effectively banning the Real ID Act in their states. What this has done is it's forced the federal government to just back off, and it's virtually null and void in most of the country.
Yeah, but that's one that we ever... In Missouri legislature, here and now and then, I tell people, I said, you know, we can nullify a federal law. I said, most people, I think in Missouri, don't realize the impact when we passed this of what we did, that actually you've taken a stand to nullify a federal law and showing to other states, and that there is a way to stop this abuse of power that the federal government has taken on. And I'm not sure if they fully realize the impact of it. I know early on there were several people that were hesitant about joining forces or supporting it, but after a period of time, I think they realized the full impact that they could have.
Right. What do they say? In the beginning, a patriot is laughed and scorned at, and eventually, when the cause becomes popular, people obviously want to jump on board, and it's good. I mean, it takes those people with the courage at the early stages to just get a piece of legislation introduced in a state house to say, no, we will not abide by this law, this federal law, because it is unconstitutional, whether it's Real ID or national health care or federal gun laws or whatever it may be. Because most, as you know, I mean, most of what the federal government does these days is actually unconstitutional.
It is, and I think you brought up a good point there. When I first introduced some legislation 3-4 years ago, I was sort of alone there. I noticed last year, and especially this year, there was a multitude of resolutions introduced in Missouri by a lot of different individuals that realized that they could stand up for their rights and freedoms and not feel like they were alone. So, you know, at the beginning, sometimes it's a little bit lonely when you're out there, but then it's paid off, and hopefully this momentum will continue to grow around the country.
Well, I think with the example of Real ID, people see that this is a blueprint that we can follow. And now there's been 9 states. We're just waiting on signatures from Arizona and Alaska. There's 9 states that have passed Firearms Freedom Acts, which, I know there's one being considered there in Missouri as well. But effectively banning some, it's a start. There's some federal gun laws and regulations that would be nullified on a state level. There's been 3 states, Virginia, Idaho, and Utah, that have passed Health Care Freedom Acts, and in effect making against state law a national health care mandate. So we're getting the ball rolling. And in fact, our organization's motto at 10thAmendmentCenter.com, it's a Latin phrase that came from one of the great founding fathers, John Dickinson, who used it in one of his letters talking about liberty. And my Latin, I'll probably torture it, but it's Concordia res parvi crescunt. It means small things grow great by concord. We're basing off of John Dickinson's letter from a farmer to Pennsylvania, saying that in certain times, all you need to do is pass a non-binding resolution denouncing something from the Crown, or now these days, the federal government, to get the ball rolling, to build support, and to expand the ideas of liberty. And we see this happening today with the many states over the last few years, like Representative Charles Key in Oklahoma, who introduced a non-binding 10th Amendment resolution like yours there in Missouri back in 2008, and that got the ball rolling. And now today we've got 14 states in the past year and a half who've done that, and plus all these other states who are passing now binding laws banning or nullifying federal laws in their states. So we see small things growing by great concord again today.
Hey, I am glad you told me what that Latin phrase was, because I looked at it here on your website and I looked for that. So let's go back, and for our those who are listening, give that to them again so they know what that is.
The Latin phrase is Concordia res parvi crescunt. It means small things grow great by concord. Back in the 1760s, the British Crown passed something known as the Townshend Acts. And there's a various group of laws that they passed, mostly for raising revenue. But the last one of these acts was known as the New York Restraining Act. In essence, this was a punishment to the Assembly of New York, and it suspended the legislature there for not fully complying with specific orders from the Crown. And in response, John Dickinson, one of our founding fathers, wrote a series of essays, I think it was about a dozen of them, called Letters from a Farmer in Pennsylvania. And in the first one, he focused on this New York Restraining Act, talking about how, you know, any time the government would suspend one colony or one state's rights, that means it could do it to another state at any time. It could suspend any rights. And the proper response, because there wasn't huge support for resisting at the time, the proper response at the time would be just to get the ball rolling and pass this a non-binding resolution in other colonies denouncing it, saying, no, you should not be doing this. Because he believed that all you need to do is start with one small thing, and when other people join in, they grow great. And that's how he signed his first of the 12 letters from a farmer in Pennsylvania. The first was signed with that Latin phrase, meaning we need to get the ball rolling. And that's how we see things happening today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, for our listeners, once again, if you want to, that website is the 10th Amendment Center, 10thAmendmentCenter.com.
Right.
And when you get on there, there are several places to go to. He talks about different work we've been doing, all the way from ending the Fed from the bottom up, the will of the people, the power of the states, repeal is not enough, is nullification American, and national ID, the time to resist is now. And even though we have, I think, killed the real ID, there's still making some end runs around. So, hey, we'll continue our discussion after this break. This is the Jim Guest Show that you're listening to.
I'm seeing a shining sea from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show as we continue on with Michael Holden, the creator of the 10th Amendment Center. And if you got any questions or comments, it's 1-800-313-9443. Hey, Michael, off the air, I was asking you, you know, how busy you've been. Why don't you tell our audience, you know, it's great to find out the national media attention that you're getting. At what all programs and news publications have you been in recently?
Oh, we've been in just about everything. I mean, every major publication has been at least picking up on this whole 10th Amendment movement that's been growing around the country. In recent weeks, we've had our representative, Josh Ebach. He runs our chapter in Virginia. He was on the Glenn Beck Show with Carl Wimmer from Utah and Andrew Napolitano, the judge. We've been on the front page of the New York Times. CNN has covered us. WorldNet Daily. We've got some quotes in the WorldNet Daily a few times a week, it seems like, lately. Associated Press, Reuters, all over the place. I mean, they don't always give us glowing reports, we'll tell you that, because obviously a lot of these places, especially like the Times, they're mouthpieces for federal power. But the fact that they recognize this movement is so big that they have to talk about it is a good thing. So even when they denounce us, or you hear people like Rachel Maddow or Chris Matthews talking about people who support nullification, they have to be racist. You know it's a good thing because they're trying to, you know, it's like a badge of honor. I just told Lou Rockwell that in an interview for his podcast this last week, that, you know, when they start attacking you like that, you know you're doing something good because they don't have anything else other than to try to slander your efforts. So, yes, it's getting out there, and I think people should have a glimmer of real hope, not that fake hope that we heard about the last few years.
You bet. I think they're concerned that the people in the country are, mainstream country, are listening to you, and it's been a wake-up call, and they want to try and head it off. But unfortunately, I think the voice of freedom and our rights is going to prevail here, and I think more and more people are concerned about the federal takeover. I mentioned before about a year ago when my congressman came back and had a series of town hall meetings on the proposed national health care plan. He obviously had a very receptive audience here in my area, but each one of them that I attended, somebody just got up and every citizen and questioned where in the Constitution the federal government had this right to do it. So it's just people starting to question the federal government and their takeover, which in the past they would never have questioned or even thought about raising that question to one of their federal elected officials. So
right, and that's the principle of the Tenth Amendment, which you read previously. That's what it's all about. In the legal world, it's known as a rule of construction. It defines how we view the entire document of the Constitution, that we, the people of the several states, created the federal government to be our agent for certain enumerated or listed purposes and nothing more. And people are really starting to get that because it's such a simple concept. The founders and the ratifiers gave us a constitution not for legal scholars, but for the average people, because we, the people, really are the sovereign, have final authority in this country.
Yep. Hey, before I ask you how individuals can get involved, let's go to Texas and visit with Mark here this morning. Good, Mark. Good morning, Mark, and welcome to the program.
Good Sunday morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
Let's see if we get some traction on this 10th Amendment, 2nd Amendment questions, 1st Amendment, you name it. Mm-hmm. Don't we have to? I think we've been usurped. Wouldn't it be more beneficial to us to start raising a stink once we demand that the corporate status of our cities, our states, and our federal government be null and void? I'm in a quandary here because I think what we're doing is we're on the right track, but until we remove the corporate status, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they're not even in effect any longer. Am I making sense?
Well, I'm not sure if I follow you. I don't know whether Michael does or not.
I have some comments on that. The reality is what we're talking about, and we're talking about taking action on a state level and saying no and nullifying federal laws. The reality is we really don't care what those federal laws are, if they're unconstitutional or if they're saying something to a certain status or not. If they don't fit within the Constitution, we're learning how to exercise our rights, whether their courts, their laws, their bureaucrats, or their politicians in Washington, D.C. want to give us permission to or not. So it doesn't matter what they have to say about it. If it doesn't fit in the Constitution, we're going to say no, we're going to nullify it on a state level, and we're going to exercise our rights anyways. And that really is the bottom line in practice, and that's what we're going to have to get to down the line in this country.
I've almost come to the opinion, though, that the cities and the states are nothing but subsidiaries of the federal corporation. They're still corporations also at the lower level, but they're subsidiaries.
Well, the states, and I live in California. You can't find a state in the country that is more like a big county in this overarching beast of Washington, D.C. than California, because it's basically sitting here on bended knee day in, day out, begging for more federal control, more federal handouts, and the like. But we have to recognize that there are states in this country where there are very good state representatives. There are good state senators in places like Missouri, in places like Arizona, in places like Texas. There are good people. It may seem difficult even in Texas the way that the House is set up there, but you've got good people there. Leo Berman, Brandon Creighton does some good things. And I believe if enough...
Hey, hold on there, Michael. We're coming up to break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue on here. Don't want to lose any thoughts.
From sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
That is an avenue mentality.
Hey, welcome back again, America, to the Jim Guest Show. I have Michael Bolden here this morning as we continue our discussion of his 10th Amendment Center. And, hey, we've got people listening out there. How can they become involved and find out if they've got a chapter in their state and how we can continue to push this forward?
Well, there's a couple of things to do. First of all, we have got a number of state groups and even some regional and local county groups that have been forming around the country. All you have to do is go to 10thAmendmentCenter.com, and there's a link at the top that says state groups. You just scroll through it and either find one and join in with it, click the link to join in, Or let us know you want to personally get involved, and we need people to do all kinds of things, whether it's calling, writing letters to editors, or actually leading their own chapter. And then we recently, I don't know if you how well you guys were familiar with the original money bombs that supported the Ron Paul campaign back in 2007, but we recently partnered with Trevor Lyman, who popularized those money bombs with a This November 5th campaign to create another website called WeRefuse.com. And WeRefuse.com is solely dedicated to state-level nullification of the national health care law that just passed through. And we're garnering signatures on our way up to 100,000. We just started, and we're almost at 10,000 already. So we encourage people to go to WeRefuse.com and sign that petition and saying, look, state governments, this is where we want to put our effort. This is where we want to focus our activism, and this is where we're going to nullify this unconstitutional federal law.
Mm-hmm. Good. Great. Hope people jump on board and help support this. We've it's great to have organizations like yours and committed to doing this. And like I said, we get a lot of people out there who, as you say, they support it, but then they're reluctant to get involved. But then now is the time for the average citizen to get involved and make a difference while they still can.
Yeah. Yeah, that, well, Andrew Napolitano, he gave a speech at a rally in Ohio last fall. It was one of the first rallies that I'm aware of that were dedicated solely to state sovereignty. They've been popping up since then. And he said something that just rings so true in my mind, and I think about it over and over. And what he said to the crowd, there were about 8,000 people there, and he said, "There are very few generations with the great opportunity to defend liberty at its greatest moment of danger," and he said, "This is that moment, and you are that generation." So just like you were saying, Jim, this what we have to do something while we can. This is our moment to stand up for liberty. Great patriots like Patrick Henry and Sam Adams and Tom Jefferson, they would love to be alive at this time, standing up for freedom, and we can be the new generation to do that as well.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a time in the history of America when people can make a difference. I probably said it before, and I said it frequently. You know, typically on a campaign, you always hear the slogan, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?"
Right.
Mine was, "Do you have more or less freedoms today than you had 4 years ago?"
Right.
And most people would sit there and think about it. Why? They realize that the slow erosion of their rights and freedoms are being taken away from them while they were asleep at the wheel, so to speak. So,
right. It's really in our hands to make a difference. I mean, if we understand the idea of sovereignty, and sovereignty in the American system is defined as final authority, the founders and ratifiers gave us something unique in history. That final authority all through history was in the hands of one person or two people, a king, a queen, maybe a small cabal of elites at the top of the food chain. But the way that the system is set up in America is that we, the people of the several states, hold the sovereignty. At least that's how it's supposed to work. Whether it's actually been playing out like that or not is far different. But we have to just recognize that we are supposed to be in charge, and as long as we start acting like it, we'll actually turn this mess around. It's not going to be quick. There's no silver bullet. It's going to take long, sustained effort, but we can expand our freedom in this country.
Hey, Mike, this is Tom. I was just scrolling through your website, and I noticed some of your headlines really struck my interest, and one of them brings to mind there's a lot of patriots in the fight trying to work our angles to push back on the federal government. But there's one fight going on in the state of California, which I'm not sure where it's at, and you can give us an update on possibly, is that there's a group that's looking for a medical marijuana. And it seems like the patriots are fighting the fight, but then there's other groups that are not even necessarily patriot-minded groups that are fighting. And that case might be one of the cases that shows whether the states have the rights to stand up or not. We know they do, but if the federal government is going to recognize that.
Sure. Well, this is something we really need to recognize. The Constitution isn't necessarily for conservatives or for liberals or for politicians or political ideologies. It's about liberty. It's about limiting the federal government to those powers delegated to it and nothing more. And there are issues, whether it's left, right, or center, that the federal government gets involved in that it shouldn't. Like, for example, there's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the federal government to enact a health care mandate or be involved in health care in any way. There's also nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the federal government to tell you what type of plant you can grow in your backyard, whether it's marijuana, wheat, or a strawberry. So while it may be something that conservatives aren't really big on, medical marijuana in the states, but there are states like California, where I live, that have shown a great example of what happens when a state actually gives the proverbial finger to the federal government. Back here in 1996, the people of California allowed the use of marijuana for certain medicinal purposes. Well, what happened? The federal government said, well, the Supremacy Clause, we're going to override that. We can do whatever we want. Well, the people of California just ignored it. They said, okay, you've got your opinion. We're going to keep doing what we want to do. In fact, they went to court, and in the Supreme Court, they lost. At the time in 2005, when the federal government's courts said state-level medical marijuana laws are illegal and unconstitutional, there were 10 states that had medical marijuana laws. Since then, not a single one of them has been repealed, and four more states have added on. So now there's 14 states that are flat-out nullifying federal laws on marijuana. This is a great way to reach out to people on the left and say, yes, this movement is not about just right or left. It's about pushing back against the federal government and keeping these difficult-to-decide issues close to home.
And that's one thing that us patriots need, that we have blinders on. We're fighting for the Real ID Act and other issues, but there are whole groups of people wanting to join in the fight if we can combine efforts and push back on some of this tyranny.
Sure, and maybe in a place like Missouri, that isn't a popular thing. I don't know how the community is there on the left, but here in California, where I live, that is a huge thing. And our state chapter, the California 10th Amendment Center, actually reaches out to people on the left. And what that does, when you actually can talk to people on one side of the political coin, then because they trust you on one issue, then they're more willing to listen to you on others. So when we can reach to people who are medical marijuana activists in California, they're more willing to hear our view on, well, you know what, the federal government shouldn't be mandating health care as well. And some of them start understanding how it works. It's all about just making the federal government do only what's in the Constitution and nothing more.
It really makes it click in with some people that just don't understand it otherwise. You know, if it hits home with them and their ox is being gored, then they can actually get it, and it clicks, and it makes them join the movement, doesn't
sure,
it?
Sure.
And I've been a big proponent on the sister to it is hemp, you know, just industrial hemp.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
just
it.
Just amazing. You can have it for food, for energy, for fuel, you know, clothing. The
right.
Hemp plant is like one of God's miracle plants, and if we could get one state to stand up and say, we have the right to grow hemp, industrial hemp in our state, and whatever it takes to do that, I think that state would flourish, and if they could use it properly.
The state of North Dakota actually passed a non-binding resolution along those lines a couple of years ago, saying we want to grow hemp, and this is not a drug. Like, it's the same plant, but the way, and I don't know the full details, but hemp itself is used for making clothing, for paper, as oil, but there's a lot of industries like cotton and big oil that probably don't like this, that the federal government bans it. They passed a non-binding resolution saying we want to start activating our farms here to be able to grow this product so we can make clothes in state cheaply, and we really need to have some states nullify these federal laws that ban agriculture in the state. The federal government is not authorized to do these things.
You know, people, they always say, well, the Supremacy Clause reigns, you know, and my interpretation is the Supremacy Clause only applies to any laws the federal government passes that conform to the Constitution. Not any law they pass is supreme if it doesn't conform to the Constitution, and to me the Supremacy Clause does not apply to it. It's only when they're in compliance to what those powers we gave them, so they're certainly ignoring that right now.
Right. The Supremacy Clause is Article 6 of the Constitution, which says that all laws made in pursuance of the Constitution, which is in essence what you're saying there, that as long as they make a law that goes in line with the enumerated powers of the Constitution, that law is supreme. For example, let's say Missouri passed a law establishing their own state post office. Well, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives the federal government the authority to create post offices. So those conflicting laws mean the enumerated power goes to the federal government and federal law is supreme. But if Missouri passes a law saying we're going to allow farmers here to grow hemp and the federal government tries to ban it, it means state law is supreme. The Supremacy Clause really means, because as James Madison promised the people that, you know, the bulk of laws would be made on the state level, that really means that what laws are supreme in most cases are state laws. That's how it's supposed to work. We need to start pushing that message.
You bet, right. Awesome.
So. Hey, Jim, there's some callers on.
I see we sparked some interest. I knew we would. Hey, let's go to Richard in Alabama. And good morning, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Hi. I generally consider resolutions to be rather impotent and meaningless, but I have an idea for a resolution that I think could shake up the system in Missouri.
Okay.
For not very long. It says, resolved. The state of Missouri has not issued any licenses to practice law, and the state has not chartered the Missouri Bar Association, and the Missouri legislature does not write the Code of Missouri. End.
Okay.
Do you take exception to any of that?
Well, I'm trying to digest all that in here. So, I would, I'm not sure I have any objection to that. I'd have to digest a little bit further here, but then
but
it's
pretty sure. If you had that resolution, some dependent in court could get a copy of it and show it to the prosecutor and say, get out of here. And show it to the judge and say, get out of here. You don't belong in here.
Yeah.
Hey, get that code book out of here. It doesn't belong in here.
Well, I'm sure we'd have a few attorneys on the floor that might not like that, but then...
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Now, you
51%?
You think a resolution's... we hear that all the time. We bring something up, the opposing side says, you know, they're non-binding. But my thought is, and my argument is, if I got a petition resolution from the people in my district that said I'm violating the Missouri Constitution or doing something else, you know, I would listen to it. And if, unfortunately, I'm not sure how our U.S. senators from our state or congressmen listen to us, but if you give enough of these, similar passed in various states, then they start mounting up, and I think you put some more pressure on the federal government to pay attention that the states are unhappy out there and that we will be making some changes. So,
I've noticed something about politics. If you run for office and you put an ad in the paper that says, vote for me, I'm not an attorney, they will refuse the ad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I guess
you do that. You put an ad in there, and you say, "Well, Joe is an attorney, and I am not. Vote for me." They'll refuse it.
Oh, hey, Richard, I appreciate your calling in. I want to go on and catch a couple more calls we got here. We appreciate your input here. So, let's go to Larry in Arkansas. Good morning, Larry, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I thought I'd just contribute a little bit here. That hemp you were talking about, you know, that back in World War II, the government used to grow hemp to make rope out of. That's why on the streets a lot of times back in the day they used to call that rope, you know, marijuana, the stuff they smoke. But that hemp that they grew to make rope out of was you could smoke a pound of it, you wouldn't get high. So it was... It looks just like the other marijuana and everything. It grows like just big tall trees. When I lived up in Illinois, we had it used to grow along the railroad tracks.
You bet. That was a huge source of it. I think law enforcement, for that reason you gave there, is
they opposing it because it makes it difficult for them to, they're supposed to eradicate the marijuana, and it makes it difficult for them to distinguish between the two. So I think that's where law enforcement's opposition is to it. But then
because back in the day they used to take it and pick it on the railroad track and then mix it in bags with the stuff they get you high to stretch it out to, you know, make a more profit on it.
Yeah.
And the government used to spray it, though, trying to kill it, and they couldn't kill it. It would just keep growing. But
my thought on the hemp and the marijuana is pretty straightforward. I oppose socialism in all of its forms, but the reality is this. If a state, let's say like Arkansas or Oklahoma or whatever, wants to make hemp illegal, sure, it's fine. The reality is they shouldn't be requiring the rest of the country to pay for it. And when you allow the federal government to be in charge of what's legal or illegal to grow in a state, you are socializing the cost of it and then requiring the entire country to pay for it. Californians don't want to pay for marijuana to be illegal in another state in the country, and you guys shouldn't have to pay for our stupid programs here either. So I think that's how the Constitution was set up.
And it kills competition as well.
Yeah.
Because they make clothes out of hemp. They make all kinds of products out of hemp.
Yeah. It's one of those things, I think, as long as people continue to put pressure on, it may take a while to bring it around. But I think there is the opposition to medical marijuana is easing. I think more and more people are seeing the benefits of it. Even some of our medical doctors here in Missouri are starting to say, hey, there is a place for it. And it can be used, and of course you have the argument, is marijuana any more dangerous than alcohol or some other drugs that we have out there? So I think
it grows for some reason or another.
It is.
That's the point.
Okay, Larry, hey, appreciate your call this morning.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we still got a few minutes left in our program. We're coming up to a break. We've got a few minutes left.
I'm seeing a shining sea from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, welcome back, America, to our last segment here. And before we take a call here, we want to encourage our listeners to get involved. The website is the 10th Amendment Center. 10th is spelled out. And Michael, once again, let's tell people how they can get involved in their local state or a local chapter. And if they don't have one, what's involved in getting one started?
Yes, the time to take action is now. If you believe in the Constitution, get involved and do something. There's two things that you can click at 10thamendmentcenter.com. One is volunteer. Just click the button. It's pretty prominent. It says volunteer. You can tell us a little about yourself, and we will help get you involved on whatever level you want. And the other is to sign our petition. Just click the We Refuse button on our website. Sign the petition to support nullification of national health care in your states, and it's that simple.
Very good. Hey, thank you. Hey, let's go to New York for a couple minutes here and visit with Michael. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I want to thank you guys for all your efforts and great show. Keep up the great patriotic work. Just want to chime in on the hemp. Here's the facts. George Washington smoked it. All those guys smoked it. Of course, it wasn't as potent as the strains today. Now, there's potheads all over the place, even among law enforcement everywhere, but you never hear of them breaking into houses because they got a pot addiction, they need more money. There's no withdrawals. When you stop smoking, there's none around. They don't go through any withdrawals like alcoholics or anybody else. All the abusers that over-smoke it and stuff like that, you never see an ambulance pulling up saying he's a pothead, he's got lung cancer. You never go to a hospital and see him in wards where all those guys are pot smokers or dying of lung cancer or any kind of disease. So obviously, it's not dangerous at all. Alcohol should be banned. Except for wine, but the hard booze is very destructive. But I'm not condoning smoking pot among kids or anything like that because it's not good for their mind development, no question about it, with the strains they have today. So any negative, there's nothing negative about hemp. They used smoking hemp in the late 1800s for curing asthma. And the reason why it's banned, it was because it's such a great, healthy food. And now we can import hemp products, but we're not allowed to grow it. And so the cost is very high, where it should be dirt cheap because it's so easy to grow. And that's why we have to have our farmers growing it here, or anybody, because it's such a versatile crop. Everybody can be making profits off it for all kinds of reasons, as already been covered on the show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you make some great points there, Michael. And I know there was a strong effort here in Missouri a few years ago. I haven't seen much of it lately, but I think sometimes they wear down, but hopefully they will continue to push forward here. So, hey, appreciate your call this morning and your input. Okay, Michael, I really appreciate you coming on this morning, and I wish, I don't have to wish you luck. I know that the 10th Amendment Center is going to continue to move forward and grow. They're just a groundswell of people that want to join in and have their voices heard, and there's lots of different organizations, people can, movements they can get involved in, but certainly this is one that's moving forward, and you've done a great job, and I'm sure we'll hear more about the 10th Amendment Center in the future as you continue to move forward.
I can't thank you enough for the kind words and the opportunity to chat with you a little bit today. And as long as we stand up for the Constitution, every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, we're doing something good.
Okay, very good. Hey,
thank you, gentlemen.
Once again, thank you. Thank you, Tom. And this is the Jim Guest Show, and we'll be back with you next week.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land.
With recent international